The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
The peace that passes all understanding be yours, beloved souls. May you come to the Father with open heart and open souls, drinking in his nectar of love. I am your teacher, Augustine. And yes, the conditions of your world indicate that all is not well. And as we have foretold, so these conditions continue to worsen, and many are suffering as a result. Do you not see how our coming to all of you upon the earthly plane is part of a plan that has been devised now for many centuries, that we have seen and have come to understand how the changing conditions in your world will draw us close and will draw God's plan for the salvation of humanity ever closer to the realization of the great changes that must come. Beloved souls, each of you are drawn. Each of you chose to incarnate at this time upon this world. Each of you have spent a lifetime searching for the truth, searching so that you may be in alignment with God. Each of you have gifts that God has bestowed upon you. Each of you have come to realize that there is a purpose in your life, and that the flow of your life has led you together in the circle of light. Be open to God's guidance, beloved souls. Be sure that God is guiding you. Do not doubt within your minds those things that are steady as a rock within your souls. For indeed, you know the truth within. You have come to understand the journey of your life in a way that brings you to a receptivity and openness to serve God. And so God's guidance will continue to come to your conscious self, that within your soul, the truth bubbles forth, the guidance of God comes forth to your conscious self. And indeed, it still requires your efforts to listen, to have enough faith, enough trust in God, that you may take your guidance to heart and walk in the world as servants of God. Much is coming, beloved souls, that we have said many, many times. And indeed, a few years ago, we indicated that the changes are upon us. And now you see in a concrete way that these changes are manifesting and to some degree are affecting your lives. How are you coping with these conditions, beloved souls? Are you spending your time worrying, fretting within your mind, sensing that you are on the horns of a dilemma, that you cannot rectify these conditions or have the power to control them? If this is your state of mind, then I would suggest to you that you require to be with God in prayer more often than you are at this time. For when you go to God with your concerns, with your prayers, so God will bring his everlasting peace to you, the peace that passes all understanding. God will walk with you and carry you and guide you and protect you, not only for your own benefit, for the benefit of your loved ones, for the light that you carry, the light that you draw into yourselves, glows forth and influences all that is around you. You must have faith in this light, the power of God within you. For indeed, many things can manifest. And given the right perception and attitude, you will see the multitude of blessings that have been given to you. With this, how can you doubt? With this, how can you worry? Though you may see the material manifestations of the human condition that has been created and continues to be reinforced by the ways and actions of humanity, yet do you not see the undercurrent and the flow of God's influence upon this world? And how indeed, as these dreadful conditions continue to manifest, there is also the power of healing, of the blessings of love and peace that are a part of this world of yours. And you may, with your willful mind and your soulful prayers, attune yourself to these aspects of God's blessings as you continue to integrate them into your lives. It is attitude, beloved souls. It is taking into account the reality of God rather than empowering the reality of man, so that you are lost within the human condition. Consider this with your daily efforts. And as you go about your business, where is your mind, beloveds? What thoughts do you carry? How do you react and respond to the information that is given to you on a daily basis? Are you entrenched in this condition of man, or are you detached and have a sense that the flow of life is heading towards light and harmony rather than destruction and pain? For if you are within that flow of God and his will, so you are attuned. So these blessings of light, of peace, of love, of healing are given. But as with all things upon your world and in the spirit world, you are subject to free will. It is your choice. You can choose to be forlorn. You can choose to be fearful, or you can choose to be of light, of joy, to see that God will indeed heal this world. And with this understanding, each individual must have the patience and fortitude and perseverance to not allow the human condition to overshadow the mindful thoughts, and to shroud the soul in its darkened condition. Choose light, beloveds. Choose to be aligned with God. Choose to be God's children, for truly you are. And choose to be aware, for each moment brings its blessings. Each moment brings its choices. Each moment is precious and can be truly a blessing from God. You are all individuals with insight and perceptions. Each of you knows the truth of God's love. Each of you pray for this daily. Each of you continue to seek to serve God. Realize that you are not an island, but part of a great family. That truly you are part of one another on this journey. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Reach out to them. Be loving companions, giving support and upliftment, giving what you can to bring greater light to this world. Yes, there is not a great deal you can do to rectify those conditions that man has created. Although there are small things and small efforts that do help to bring greater harmony. And I urge you to do so. But the great resource that is within your grasp is the blessings from God. Your faith in God, your efforts in prayer. These things can indeed change the conditions that are underlying all of these other factors and expressions of humanity. You go to the root causes, and that is that many do not feel loved. Many do not understand love. Many do not see the world with eyes of love. And this you must demonstrate and teach to others, how love is the agent of change that will heal the world, whether that be the natural love of man or the divine love of God. These things are powerful agents that can change the course of humanity and all that is manifest now to be transformed into harmony and in alignment with the laws of God's creation and the laws of love. Yes, there is much to do. There are so many aspects of the human condition, this world of yours, that needs healing and rectification and harmony. But indeed, as you place your faith in God and pray for the blessings to come, so they will come in ever greater measure as these changes upon the world continue to manifest and strengthen. May God bless you all, beloved souls, upon this journey of soul awakening. of truly understanding yourself, of truly walking in light and faith and love. May his love continue to pour into your souls. May you continue to yearn for this blessing. For this is the key to all that I speak of, to all the healing that is to come, to all the changes that are to manifest. It is the power of God's love upon the world and each and every one of you. God bless you, beloved souls. Keep you in his light. I am your teacher, Augustine, and I thank you for listening to my words today. I want to reassure you that each of you are upon the path that is of love and truth, and shall continue on this journey. May you do so together. May God bless you, beloved souls. My love is with you. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.